CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 15th of October 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines: RSGB construction competition, new chair of the RSGB's exams and syllabus group, RSGB 2023 convention. The RSGB recognises the importance of construction as a key element of amateur radio, whether that is using traditional construction skills or as a software or systems engineering project. The Society has launched its 2024 construction competition, and the deadline for entries is the 1st of March 2024. To enable members across the country and even the world to enter, entries will be judged over the internet rather than in person. This year, a new category called antennas has been introduced, so there are five categories you can enter: beginners, construction excellence, innovation, software and systems, and antennas. Special recognition will be given to entries submitted by radio amateurs under the age of 24 and to those who have just gained their foundation license. A cash prize will be awarded for the winner of each section, with a bonus for the overall winner, who will also be declared the winner of the Pat Hawker G3VA award. You can find out more, including how to enter, on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/construction-competition. The RSGB is delighted to welcome Andrew Lenton, G8UUG, as the new chair of the Exams and Syllabus Review Group. The Society would also like to thank Donald de Cogan, M0KRK, for his hard work and dedication, including chairing the group for the past 3 years. You can contact Andrew via echo sierra romeo golf.chair@rsgb.org.uk. And a reminder, the RSGB 2023 convention is taking place this weekend. I think that's all you need to know. As we get closer to the ITU World Radio Conference, WRC 2-3, which starts next month, the future of amateur radio, particularly the 23 SEMS band, is of key importance. The ITU News magazine has a feature article by IARU President Tim Ellum, VE6SH, regarding amateur activity in the 23 SEMS band. This is the topic of a challenging agenda item at the conference, which calls for measures that protect primary radio navigation services, such as GLONASS and Galileo, from amateur terrestrial and satellite usage. You can read the article by visiting tinyurl.com/TangoIndiaMikeVictorEcho6SierraHotel. In related news, the IARU also reports that the last formal preparatory meeting ahead of the WRC on this topic was difficult and could not achieve a consensus on measures such as power and bandwidth limits or frequency restrictions. The IARU supports further efforts and will continue to try and find a solution regarding suitable recommendations, whilst opposing the unwarranted statutory imposition of such. You can read the IARU's post on this subject via tinyurl.com/IndiaTangoUniformRomeo23CharlieMike. Also, you can read the IARU's post on this subject via tinyurl.com/IndiaTangoUniformRomeo23CharlieMike. Also, you can hear the latest updates at the RSGB convention, today in a talk by IARU expert and RSGB microwave manager Barry Lewis, G4SJH. Jamboree on the Air, or JOTA, is an annual event in which scouts and guides all over the world communicate with each other via amateur radio. JOTA 2023 will run from Friday the 20th to Sunday the 22nd of October this month. You can find out more at joti.info. Now for rallies and events. Dartmoor Autumn Radio Rally is taking place today. The venue is Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton, Devon, Papalima 206AL. The event features bring and buy, trader stands, refreshments and free parking. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £2.50. Get your skates on. Part 2 of the British Amateur Television Club Convention for Amateur TV 2023 will take place on Saturday the 21st of October from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event will feature online talks about ATV related topics. For more information, visit bravoalphatangocharlie.org.uk/events. And, yes, the Gala Shields Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 22nd of October. The venue will be the Volunteer Hall, St. John Street, Gala Shields, postcode Tango Delta 13 Juliet X-Ray. The doors will open at 11 a.m. Entrance is £2.50, although under 16s will be admitted free of charge. Now the set event news. Today is the last chance to work Echo India 4, Foxtrot Oscar Tango Alpha from the Blasket Islands, EU007. A team of friends on the air will be busy activating special locations in and around Ireland until the 31st of August 2024. See QRZ.com for more information. Members of Radio Club F5KDC will be active as Tango Mike 400 Bravo Papa Alpha until Monday the 16th of October, tomorrow. Listen for activity on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands using SSB and CW. The special call sign marks the 400th anniversary of the birth of Blaise Pascal, the French polymath. Listen out for Alpha Tango 30 India Hotel, which is active until the 31st of December to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Indian Institute of Hams, or IIH. The IIH's focus is training and bringing young people into the amateur radio community. QSL via the Bureau, direct, or via EQSL. Now the DX news. Today is the last chance to work a team of German amateurs that is active as Tango X-Ray 6 Delta from Tahiti, OC046, in French Polynesia. The team is operating using CW, SSB and digital modes on the 160 to 10 meter bands, QSL to DL7DF, direct or via the Bureau, Logbook of the World or OQRS. Uli DL2AH is active as Victor 73 Alpha Hotel until the 16th of October from Majuro, OC029 in the Marshall Islands. You will operate SSB and FT8 on the 80 to 60 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or direct to DL2AH. Now the contest news. On Monday the 16th of October, the RSGB FT4 contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 17th, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on 1.3 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 19th, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 22nd, the 50 megahertz affiliated societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal reports serial number and locator. And the Worked All Germany contest starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 21st of October and ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 22nd of October. Using CW and SSB on the 80, to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. German stations also send their DOK reference. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 12th of October 2023. We had a period of low geomagnetic disturbance last week, which allowed the upper HF bands to shine. There were lots of reports of DX being worked on the 10 meter band, as the KP index sat mainly in the 1s and 2s, with a maximum of KP3.33 for a 3-hour period on the 9th. The Surfloods Index, SFI, also remained in the 150s and 160s, hitting a maximum of 166 on the 9th. All in all, these were very good conditions for high-band DXing, especially at this optimum time in the calendar. As promised last week, let's take a look at HF paths from the UK to the W8S Swains Island de-expedition in the South Pacific. The good news is that operations are in full swing and are being spotted daily on the DX cluster. At a distance of approximately 9,500 miles from the UK on the short path and 15,300 miles on the long path, it's quite a distance for signals to traverse. The short beam path heading you need to select is a polar path of 350 degrees, and for long path, 169 degrees. The best openings to Swains are from the UK start on the 20 meter band from about 0630 UTC. As the morning progresses, move up in frequency until you get to the 10 meter band at around 1000 to 1100 UTC. This path should remain open until 1500 or 1600, at which point you can drop down to the 12, 15 or 17 meter bands. Long path openings may be a lot weaker, with a short opening on the 15 meter band from 0600 to 0800 UTC, then move to the 12 or 10 meter bands from 0700 to 0900 UTC. There may also be a long path evening opening from 1800 to 2000 UTC on the 17 and 10 meter bands. The above predictions are for SSB and CW. We may find that FT8 openings extend these times a little. For more details and to compute your own predictions, see voacap.com or proppy at soundbites.asia/proppy. That's Papa Romeo Oscar Papa Papa Yankee. This weekend, ending today, may see some geomagnetic disturbances due in part to a coronal hole. But as long as we don't get any coronal mass ejections, this should settle after the weekend. Solar flux index is predicted to remain in the 150s with a maximum KP index of 2. If this turns out to be true, we should have a good week of DX hunting to come. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The coming period of weather offers many changes, and it looks as though we have said goodbye to the warm air with low pressure controlling events. Just a gentle reminder to keep an eye on your antennas at this time of year can produce surprisingly rapid developments of deep, low-pressure systems with associated strong winds. Early next week, a temporary high returns to give you a chance to give those antenna supports and guys a once-over while winds are light and leave the potential tropo until the evenings and overnight. Incidentally, this new high is essentially a cold air high, so may not be as productive as the recent tropo of the week just ending. The new high will probably hang around until midweek when it should migrate north to allow an easterly wind across the south. This will probably bring some showery rain along the east coast, It's possible that we may have some rain scatter from these showers. Meteor scatter is always good in October, with high random meteor rates and a number of small showers. Most notable of these is the Orionids meteor shower, which peaks on the 22nd of October and is active until the 7th of November, with an average zenithal hourly rate of around 20. Of course, aurora is always worth keeping in mind if you've got any spare time. For EME operators, moon declination is negative and falling all week, reaching a minimum on Friday the 20th, with corresponding shortening moon windows. As we are now past apogee, past losses will continue to fall. 144 MHz sky noise starts very high with the annular eclipse on Saturday the 14th. The following week sees it moderate, increasing to a high of over 2000 Kelvin on Thursday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Centred on Bristol, South West. On Tuesday, Barton District Amateur Radio Club will be having a net on 70.475 megs from 7 p.m. Members will be meeting via Zoom on Thursday. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Daily nets are held at 10:30 a.m. on GB3ZB and on Friday evenings at 8 p.m. on 145.450 MHz. Contact is secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk and look at tsgarc.uk. Now we move to Wales. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is having a natter night. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG 07900560080. Cwmbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Henslease Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Thonidale, Cardiff, Charlie Fox Lot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors, and there are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 p.m. Contact is via golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And finally, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Gleeblands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. The club also meets on the first Saturday of the month at 9:30 a.m. at the same address for breakfast and a general chat. For more information, contact the club's secretary via email at asksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB Taurus broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB Taurus is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe, from the GB2RS news team.